Inconscience. Not unconscious, but inconscience. I-N-C-O-N-S-E-I-N-T. Inconscience.
Different from subconscious.
It is below subconscious. Subconscious is little higher than the inconscience. Inconscious is a complete. As the Veda speaks, don't worry. Tato ratra jayata tataha samudro arnavaha. Tato ratra jayata, he describes the description of this is given in a very symbolic form. It says, in the beginning, satyam charitam chavidat tapasodhya jayata. In the beginning there was only truth and light. That was the original state of which we spoke. Then he says, tato ratra jayata. Then arose the night. Night means ignorance. Because in night there are stars and moon. So there is partial light still. Tato samudro arnavaha. Tataha samudro arnavaha. Samudro arnavaha means then arose the ocean, which is an image of complete inconscience. Complete darkness. Out of ignorance arose a complete inconscience. So this is the process by which the Vedic seers knew how this ignorance came about and then how the complete inconscience came about. But as I said, if you read the Veda by itself, it is so symbolic that you may not be able to discover this, what I explained just now. You may not know what is the meaning of Ratri, what is the meaning of Samudra. But if you read the Veda in totality, you will find out that the Ratri stands for ignorance and Samudra stands for inconscience. And Sindhu stands for the superconscience. Now these are very technical terms which only if you read very repeatedly that you can find out these keywords and their meanings. If you don't know, then you will simply say Sindhu must be Sindhu River. And Samudra must be meaning the south, the Pacific Ocean or Atlantic Ocean or Indian Ocean. But these are the symbolic words in the Veda which are not understood, and therefore we are not able to understand the Vedic message. So if you understand this, then it describes how gradually ignorance arose and then how inconscience arose. So once that condition was fulfilled, now the reverse process has to start, because our aim was to uncover, to discover something that is hidden. So the totality is now hidden completely. Now that has to be now uncovered. So now the reverse process starts. Now in reversing this process, this individual who had gone to sleep, as a result of which all this has happened, double movement, there is a soul deciding to go to sleep and the play being left to itself, and then that play ignoring all the rest. This double process produced all this consequence. Now in the reverse process, therefore, the soul now decides to awake. It was deliberate, now it decides to awake. Now this awakening can be very quick, suddenly, and as soon as it becomes awake completely, this darkness can disappear. That is one possibility. But then that kind of delight which has to be sought, which comes by a gradual uncovering, that kind of delight would not come. So the law of development here is a slow growth. This is the law, you might say, because of the decision taken by the soul or by the divine himself, that this is a special kind of development which has to take place. It has to be a slow growth. So for the soul, slow growth, only a small ray of light has to be thrown into the unconscious. If all the light is thrown on the unconscious immediately, then there will be immediate light. There will be no problem at all. But then this play will not be played. Therefore, the first thing that happens is a small light is thrown. Now, this small light is in the Veda called Samvatsara. It says that from Samudra came the Samvatsara. Now, Samvatsara normally means a year. Therefore, this is also a technical term, and we don't understand what it means really. But the word Samvatsara had a kind of association in the Vedic terminology, which really means fire, Agni. So this soul which had gone to sleep sends a ray of light in the form of Agni. Agni has a special kind of quality. It can be luminous even in the darkness, as distinguished from the sun. When the sun manifests, darkness vanishes altogether. But when the Agni manifests, all around there can be still darkness and only a little thing is lighted up. And therefore it is very fit instrument for becoming a slow development, slow growth of light. Therefore a special kind of energy was sent by the soul. So this Samvatsara, this light, this fire begins to burn in the unconscious. And this fire is multiple, that is to say, because of there are so many multiple centers, many individuals, and each individual has sent as it were a spark. A spark of fire is sent into the unconscious. Each spark takes charge of a small portion of unconscious and works on it. And gradually tries to awake it. That which was absorbed in the play, which was ignoring all the rest, now this fire slowly puts pressure upon it and makes it aware of all the rest which is there all around. It's a huge affair, because to make inconscient completely aware is a long process, and deliberately long process. So a special kind of relationship is built up between the soul and the inconscient, between the fire, Agni. Agni is also called the soul, Samvatsara. The individual of which we spoke at the beginning is called in Sanskrit Jivatman. And this particular fire which is here is called the soul, that is Jivatman, that is the individual self. And this is called the individual soul. So that is to say, this is the individual fire which has emerged out of the Jivatman when it has awakened and sent this particular fire point into the unconscious. This is in technical terms called the psychic entity. This individual soul is called the psychic entity. So now you have a relationship between psychic entity and the unconscious. And a certain law is established, that while the soul will go on pressurizing the unconscious, It will wait for its full emergence only when the inconscient has risen to such a point that it wants to open up fully. On its own, there is a kind of an urge. That is, the play, having been played so fully, it now wants to come back from the play and wants to return from the play and wants to become aware of all the rest. So on the one hand, the soul awakens the inconscient, and the inconscient also wants to become awakened. When the two things will meet fully in a junction, then only the real manifestation will really be achieved. But this is a long process. Here I spoke only in a few words, but it takes a long process of development in which out of the inconscient first matter is produced, then life is produced, and then mind is produced. It takes millions and millions of years of development. First matter is produced, life is produced, mind is produced. And where we are now, each one of us, are at this point. Each one of us has a body which consists of matter. Each one has a life, our vital, and one of us has got mental capacity. So you might say that this psychic entity has been able to lead the whole process to such a point as we are now. Now, having reached this point, three important experiences occur. Each one of us feels the pressure to grow from unconsciousness towards knowledge, whether you like it or not. It is inherent in each one of us, a pressure to grow from unconsciousness to greater knowledge. Second is the pressure of the conflict between body, life and mind. We all have these three elements, and we do not know how to really reconcile all the three elements. And third is a pressure that there is still something else. That pressure of something else is because of the psychic entity which is constantly pressurizing our body, mind and life. Our body, life and mind is feeling the pressure of something, but from where it comes it is not aware. But actually it is the pressure of the psychic entity which wants to give the light, which wants to pressurize it to awake. But does not pressurize to such an extent that the game would be up within a short time, then the gradual development would not take place. The law of development being a gradual development, the psychic entity allows body, life and mind to grow gradually. It does not impose itself. It remains screened very much behind body, life and mind. But this pressure that there is something else is the pressure of bondage. We feel we are bound to the body, life and mind and the circumstances in which we are, and there is a feeling that I should be something different, because really we are different. we have already experienced that supramental consciousness. We belong, as it is said, amritasya putraha. We are all children of immortality already. Because of the memory which is still there, we want to go back to it. And that is why we feel the bondage. Where we are not comfortable with it. There is a pressure that there is something else. What is that, we do not know.